It's Cassie.
Hey, Cassie, Matt, Local Splash, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, Tuesday, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
Obviously, I sent you a couple emails in regards to our conversation. Did you get a chance to go over everything with your husband?
I did. I got to go over a few of the things with him. He had, hold on, let me pull up one second. He's actually back out in the field, so he's not on, which is fine.
You were saying though he had like some questions or?
Yeah, he did have a couple questions. Let me just pull it up. Give me one second.
Oh, okay. You're trying to find it. Okay.
Yeah, he put it together in an email. Okay. The activation set up 3 ways, initial payment. So the one question, excuse me.
No problem.
So the website that we have through Jobber, we pay for the domain via Wix. So how, I guess, like, logistics, do we just cancel that, or how does that work?
Yeah, we'll work with you on that. Great question. So we typically replicate a website. We can take over your website that you guys currently have if you obviously have access to it. And on part of that, we will put a tracking phone number that can get routed to whoever's phone wants to take the calls, right? I'm assuming that would be you. Are you the one that pretty much handles the phone calls, or does your husband typically handle that?
Typically my husband, yeah.
Okay. I gotcha. I know we talked to your husband before in the past, too. Did he ever mention that to you? Okay. Gotcha.
He did, yeah.
Okay. And what's his name, by the way, so I'm not calling him your husband?
Dennis.
Dennis. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, so we would just basically have that set up where the calls get routed to, I'm assuming, your husband's cell phone. And then, yeah, he would just basically take the calls. So as we discussed, it was a 3-prong approach. So once we start working on the website, setting up the tracking phone number, giving you guys access to the back end so we can really start helping you guys, get Google reviews, because that's going to be really important. There's going to be a way where you can text all your people you've done jobs for and email them by sending them a quick link to give you guys a 5-star review. That'll be part of the process. And that $549, back to your point, $250 of that is the application fee to get you going. Yes, exactly. It's a one-time activation. And what that's to get you approved for the Google guarantee. So that includes the background check, all the documentation that we have to provide to Google to get you guys approved for that. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
That usually takes, Cassie, about 30 days to get that approved. Okay. We ask up to 60 because I have seen it take as long, as 60, but usually it's 30 to 45 days-ish is a good, time frame. But we're going to let you know once you do get approved. And then once you do get approved, then whenever you guys are ready to fund the Google pay-per-lead program, it's going to be $351 to fund that. And then it's $27 per lead right? And it's a qualified lead. So the only time you guys get charged for a lead cost is if your husband gives a quote over the phone or actually schedules in a bid appointment to go out to meet the customer and actually give them an actual bid.
Got it. So, So the first month would be basically the $549 listed. But then the second ongoing would be the regular $299 plus
correct.
The monthly $351. So it would be basically $650.
If you use all the leads, okay? If you don't, they're just going to basically bill you for whatever you used. The budget rolls over. So a lot of my clients, what they do is they start off with the $351. They take a few leads, and then they turn it off because you're going to be able to turn on and off those Google Guarantee leads with our back office at any time. So if you want to take your first month only 3 leads, by all means, do so, right? If you want to take 5 leads, do so. So that's the nice thing is you can turn it on and off and go as aggressive as much as you want. But the map section is going to get you a pay flat rate, right? Because you're going to be getting leads off the map section, and you're going to be getting leads from Facebook ads that we will be running from the business as well. So we hit it at 3 different levels.
And then the 27 cost per lead, that is when there's just a bid sent out or an appointment made.
Yeah, correct. So it's only when you guys give a bid or you actually discuss pricing on the phone. So if somebody's outside of your service area, it's not going to charge you. If somebody, let's say they call you for a job or something unrelated to your business, they're not going to charge you for that. They actually put an AI robot tied to the back end of it to track it and to make sure that you're not getting mischarged. And on top of that, we monitor it and track it. So if one does slip through, we can dispute that for you.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Perfect. What are kind of the next steps?
Okay. So the next step is first off, the name of the business. I'm going to go ahead and collect some information from you, right? And get everything kind of set up. And then we would schedule a call, with your onboard specialist, and this is going to be the person that's going to be attached to the account that's going to do, Cassie, as I told you the other day, the day-to-day work of the account. So somebody is going to actually be making sure that all the details are being done, and they're going to be the account manager, like I said, to do all the grunt work, okay? So you guys wanted to appear JOAO Electric on Google. Is that the name you guys wanted to show up as?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is the address? I'm assuming you guys have an LLC for the business. Is that correct?
We do. And can you give me an idea of let me back up. We do want to move forward. My husband wants to kind of take the lead on this as far as just he wants to take the lead on this, one, because I have a different full-time job. And two, he's the lead on it. So, and I'm sorry that he couldn't be here right now. Can you give me an idea of how long it'll take to, to provide all the info? Like, is it like kind of a 30-minute situation so that I can have him connect with you?
So we can schedule the onboarding call whenever's convenient, when like a convenient time for him. Block off an entire hour, though, for him. So what we would do is I would pull up the calendar. You can kind of give me an idea. It sounds like probably today is not going to work for him on that. But we can schedule it tomorrow, the next day. And then once he goes to the onboarding call, right, Cassie, they're going to ask him to start gathering a couple bits of documents. And then just as long as he's getting that to us in the next, like, 7 days-ish, right, then he'll be fine. You just got to be, like, proactive and working with the client manager so that we can make this successful for you folks.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, great. Let's see. And you guys are all on Pacific, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Gosh. And you guys are, let's see, you guys are 5 p.m., probably the latest you work, so that's 2. Okay. Okay, so he probably won't be done. Yeah, he won't be done in time to catch you guys today. Let me figure out a time to, let me coordinate that on his behalf.
Because what I can do is,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do you know, like, what his schedule is, like, in the next couple days? Like, and we can at least put something on the calendar?
Yeah, I know, and that's why I scheduled it for this time, because, you know, because of that, and then his schedule changed again today. So, so I don't. I can get off with you and call him now to get an idea. But we could probably put something on the books maybe for Friday, I guess. I honestly, I'm sorry. I don't have, I just don't have a schedule because that is not my job. I will, why don't we just put something on the books for Friday, so that I can connect the two of you and kind of exit myself out of it. Then the two of you can, connect.
What I can do is go ahead and get everything set up now, and then we can tentatively put something up on Friday with me and your husband. And then if something changes, you could always just shoot me a quick email just to kind of keep it simple for you. And then at least we can have tentatively.
Yeah, sure. What information will you need now? Can you give me an idea of time frame?
Yeah. So just information about the business, obviously like the address and the billing information, basically to get your whole account set up. And then you can just let me know after we do all that. It takes us 5 minutes to do that. I can get the call set up with me and your husband on Friday, you know, tentatively speaking. And then if that time needs to change, you could always shoot me back an email. And let's say that Friday doesn't work. You're like, Matt, can you do Thursday at this time? You know, we can just like correspond via email. Just keep it simple. We're very flexible.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I don't have any of our billing or our credit card information with me at the moment. He has most of that. Is that something that you'll need right now?
I mean, obviously to get your account set up. Yeah. I mean, definitely would like to, if you want to, you know, we can reschedule our.
Is that something over the phone or is that something that we can pay via link or what's the.
It's done over the phone on the recorded line, right? That's how we do it.
Uh-huh.
And then we send you an invoice. Basically, you guys sign off on it. Yeah. So it's kind of first I collect the information. I set up your account. And then once we do that on the recorded line, I then send you guys an invoice, basically breaking down everything I've already emailed you, and then you guys just sign off on it. So we can schedule another call, you and I, because obviously it sounds like you got to get the information from him. But that at least get one step off.
Yeah, sorry about that. Like, I just, yes, and then is there an agreement that we need to sign? What's the process behind that?
Terms and conditions will be sent to you after the payment's processed. We don't have any long-term commitment. The only thing that we do ask, Cassie, especially if you guys are paying for that activation, application fee, right, of $250, you guys got to give this like a few months, right? We ask at least 60 days. Verbal agreement. But obviously, you know, we're investing in you as much as you are into us. So I would say give this 60, 90 days. You guys are definitely going to see results. I have a 93% retention rate. So people stick with us.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Is there a way that you can send me terms and conditions just so I can review it?
Sure.
If there's any...
It doesn't have your exact pricing in it, but it will just basically be the standard, like, terms and conditions. Standard, like, you know, terms and conditions.
Just to review it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You said it's something that is that after payment, or...
Yeah, but I'll go ahead and I can send it to you. That's fine. Let's do this. Let's schedule a call between you and me so that we can at least get the account set up.
Give the credit card. Yeah.
Credit card, get the account set up. I'll send you the terms and agreement right now. And then let's jump back on another call so that you have time to talk to your husband to gather that. And then that at least take that off his plate. Right. And then what we can do is schedule a time too on our next call. Cause you can talk to your husband too, what time they'll be available on Friday as well. So I could either probably schedule you in later today, tomorrow, what works best for you.
You know, I'm traveling a little bit later today. But what about, and actually tomorrow too, but what about, what about Thursday morning? I guess morning my time.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You want to do like 9 a.m. kind of morning, or do you want to do earlier? It's up, like, I can probably do 9 your time.
Let's do, yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to put you down for Thursday at 9, okay? I'll send you another invite. Thanks for approving the last one. That was really great of you to do that. And at the call, like I said, I'm just going to need to know the business address. I'm sure you guys use your home address.
Yep.
We'll just put that. We won't show that address out to the public. It's just going to be for Google, right? And then I'm going to need to know name on the card, obviously, all the card information, like the number, expiration, all that. And then we'll get on a recorded line. I'm assuming, is it your husband's name that's on the card, or is it your name on the card?
It's his name.
Okay. So
is that okay?
What we're going to need, since we're going to need, him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try to get him on this.
Normally, like, the cardholder needs to be on the line, but since we're going to be talking to him on Friday, that's going to be fine. You can just handle that call just to kind of take that off his plate, okay? And you will also be authorized on the account. We'll make sure of that as well. But there is going to be one thing that we will ask, and it's going to be a security question. We definitely want to make sure we get that answer here. And what I can do is I can give you – like the security questions now so that you can start talking with your husband, like what you guys want for that. So if you have a pen handy, I can get that to you right now. So the first one is like mother's maiden name.
Okay.
City you were born in
or
your first pet's name.
Got it.
You guys go think about which one you want to basically use. That's going to be how we verify you every time.
Okay.
And, in case anybody tries to imposter us, you'll know, like, hey, if it does happen, like, it happens a lot of times. So,
that's crazy.
You know, it is. It's not.
Yeah.
It's you'd be surprised. So, so you guys come up with the security question answer that you guys want on that. And then I'm going to call you on Thursday, 9 a.m. sharp again, and I'll get you the terms and conditions right now. Email this as we hang up. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Now, if that time changes, just let me know. Or if you don't have everything at that time, like, and you need to push the time out sometime Thursday, just keep in touch with me so that, you know, we can, you know, coordinate our schedules. Okay.
Appreciate your flexibility. Thanks so much.
Hey, no worries, Kathy. I appreciate you. And, I look forward to working with you guys and, you know, we're going to definitely take good care of you and Dennis. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Have a great rest of your day. You take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.